This story was originally published in Coast Reporter's fall edition of Coast Life. Like many wonders on the Sunshine Coast, it's easy to drive past the Stonewater Motel without realizing it's there. Alongside the highway in Pender Harbor, not far from the Earl's Cove Ferry Terminal, sits an unlikely destination for relaxation. Since the beginning of 2024, the Stonewater Motel has undergone a transformation. A new owner moved in, and not long after, the "no" of the "no vacancy" sign turned on, glowing red with all the bookings it's been receiving since it's been rejuvenated. By the time Cade Jivan stumbled across the Stonewater, he had made a successful venture out of an old 9-bedroom home in East Vancouver on a tight budget. Then Cade met John Evans, renowned for the Opus Hotel Group, who began to mentor him in the ways of the hotel industry. Cade knew he wanted to eventually open his own hotel, and the pause in a project they were working on in Mexico came at the right time. During the pandemic, Cade and his partner Alyssa McDonald found themselves visiting Egmont for quick, affordable getaways from the city. Though it is relatively easy to get to the Sunshine Coast, it feels so removed and closer to wilderness, Cade says. Pender Harbor, in particular, is more Wild West, Cade said. The community really holds this place together. And he wants people to meet that community, to see Bruno Pepin's art studio and gallery in Garden Bay that features dozens of artists, to see the Skookumchuck Rapids at its peak, to eat local food. For a sneak peek into the personality of the Stonewater and its neighbors, Cade and his business partners turned to social media. For fans of renovating and the HGTV channel, it's a lighthearted look into the adventures and misadventures of DIY and running a business. Quaint details abound, like a print of an old newspaper featuring a story about flying saucers, UFOs? Spotted in Pender, and abstract artwork above the beds that actually spells out, Stonewater, letter by letter if you peer into each room. Cade credits his experience of crafting Fort St. McMurphy, a members-only music festival going on 15 years, with honing his attention to detail. His knack for underlying whimsy and playfulness carries over to the Stonewater. They even have merch that are nods to the creatures who also make the property home or a hangout, from the elk to the ravens, the raccoon and occasionally Bruno the bear. In addition to updating the pre-existing motel suites, the Stonewater team added 4 tiny A-frame cabins and 4 campers for glamping. Even the trailers have air conditioning, a relief from the hot summer nights. Cade envisioned campers needing a break from their tents and the elements, but still wanting to feel connected to nature. Maybe they're cycling the coast and need a hot shower and miss sleeping in a bed. Strong Wi-Fi was a must. It was important to the new owners that the regular crowd, including seasonal workers, still feel like they belong, and can enjoy a soak at the end of a long work day. A lush corner of the property hides a new circuit spa that features a rainfall showerhead, a cedar hot tub that seeps its aroma into the water, a barrel-shaped sauna with a window looking into the green forest, and an ice-cold bath. A fence of tall planks with the bark still intact gives the Moonshine Spa a private, secluded feel. The 75-minute bookings come with exclusive use of the moonshine, and locals are already making regular use of the facilities. Make sure to ask how the Moonshine Spa got its name. The place is full of quirky stories the new owners are happy to tell around the campfire. Terry Griffin, who owned the Stonewater from 2008 to 2024, said she would never have thought of adding a spa. When she put the motel on the market, she was ready to retire and start a new chapter in her life. It took time for the right fit to come along, then months of negotiations. Ever since renovations began in February, the former owner has been impressed by the fresh look. Sitting behind the front desk, where she can be found if she's needed in a pinch, Terry playfully challenges people to try to find a cheaper place to stay on the Sunshine Coast. For Cade, who is no stranger to a budget, it was important to keep the prices affordable. The motel rooms, A-frame cabins and campers come at a variety of prices, with the campers able to sleep 4 to 5 people for under $200 a night. The campers each include a fire pit and picnic table to gather around for a family meal. The open-air spaces give the whole of Stonewater a friendly campground vibe. As Cade and Alyssa settle into their new home on site, the couple has made sure to get to know the community as Cade creates a long list of recommendations for any out-of-town guests. The Stonewater has already collaborated with several businesses on the coast, including local tourist and beachcombers Coffee, whose sweatsuits and beans can be found in the Stonewater store. In their first few months, Stonewater was the location of a summer camp for women hosted by Vancouver's BAD Academy. As for the reception from locals, Cade said, any skepticism was quickly deteriorated, and people have really embraced it, once they met him, Alyssa and his business partners. People began stopping by to help and take a look at the changes. They can be relieved to know that some things will stay the same. While there are many new features, the Stonewater has retained some old charm. It will continue to sponsor the Attack of Danger Bay longboard races and the Pender Harbor Blues Festival. The property is pet-friendly, and laundry services are still available. The laundry situation was unexpected by the new owners, but the neighborhood, without a laundromat nearby, depends on it. And so Stonewater has transformed from a rest stop to a destination for visitors and locals alike. And Cade still has more plans on the horizon.